This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and all around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their great service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers too, and let's not forget about the bulk mail haulers and the bulk mail centers where they're sorting the mail right now to be delivered to you sometime today when you get your regular mail delivery. Thank you for all that they do, and thank you for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
You know, we were talking about the situation over with the Mueller report and the IG report coming out. But the other thing that is just as important that suddenly is starting to get more news again is the fact that an advisory group, Department of Homeland Security Advisory Council, has recommended big changes to migrant processing, which includes taking these migrant centers where they do the registration and stretching them out, adding four big ones along the border. Now, I'm going to say that's probably the four states I'm thinking of, California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas.
Right.
So what are they going to do differently than what they're doing now? Plus, we also know at least two more tent cities are going up, maybe a third one, I'm now hearing.
Well, apparently, the Department of Justice has gone back and looked at an awful lot of law. And there's some law that has been on the books for about 20 years that they're about to apply to, which essentially says that these applicants for asylum do not have the, I don't want to use the word right, but I guess I don't have any other word to replace it with.
Okay.
To be kept with their families.
Mm-hmm.
So, things are going to get a little interesting here. Apparently the ACLU is already, filing lawsuits,
right,
because of some changes that, the Department of Justice is about to make, that would affect procedures for the Department of Homeland Security. So I think we necessarily have to go slow on where this is going to lead until such time we even put some of these new procedures, which are apparently lawful, in place,
mm-hmm,
or how they're going to apply them. So
mm-hmm.
I think we need to look at that pretty carefully.
Now, I had Kyle Warren on, of course, at the first hour. We were talking about immigration in California and the big mess they got there. And he said, yeah, it's still going on. Still got total, absolute mayhem going on along the border. Nobody's got any idea, really, of what to do to solve the problem. And by the way, one of the problems was exacerbated by California pulling the National Guard off the border, who were helping with the Border Patrol. So now we have to supplement that by putting regular Army personnel down there, which is what's going to have to happen, and they're already starting to move some Marines because they're the closest ones to this situation, if you will, being there at Camp Pendleton and Yuma in California instead of the National Guard that were there. Now, that being said, I said to Kyle, I said, well, have you seen any buses lately dropping people off in California? And he said, nope, not yet.
Well, you wouldn't. I mean, we're not doing that. So, I mean, look, we are moving people around the United States. I mean, that's just what Border Patrol has to do. But, I mean, we're not exclusively saying, okay, because Trump made the threat of, you know, moving them all to sanctuary cities or sanctuary states that we're doing that yet. No, no, no.
Now, the true cost of immigration is starting to come out. And I've got some numbers here that are just mind-blowing. And this involves education, healthcare, justice, law enforcement, public assistant, general government services. And California is at a whopping $25.3 billion for money being spent to take care of this problem in their state.
I'm surprised it's not more.
Well, it probably is. This is one from last year. Same with Texas. Last year's numbers, $10.83 billion. New York is number three at $9.3 billion. Florida's way down the line, $5.2 billion, but that's still $5 billion more than what I thought it would be.
You have to begin to look at, and you're going to have to look at all of the numbers. We're hardly at a point where we can define all of that, because let's not forget what it's costing us in the Bureau of Prisons to house these people either.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an awful lot of work still to do to understand the reports.
And the DOJ did certify the fact that the people that are seeking asylum that are not going to get it, that are being deported, are in fact going to be held in the jails.
Correct.
Until we get a chance to have them deported legally, they go through that process.
Correct.
So now that puts an extra burden on the prisons, right? The jails?
Well, yeah, exactly.
All right, because I don't think they're going to mix them in with the violent offenders, so to speak. But anyway, and I got some more numbers here, folks, we'll talk about. By the way, my figures are from FairUS.org, FairUS.org. All right, and I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to talk about Venezuela and what could or could not be happening there. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, tell them how to reach us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you will. And Mike Gallagher will be in Tampa today. He'll be broadcasting right here from the studios that I'm sitting in today, doing his show live from 9 a.m. to 12 noon all across the country. And look forward to seeing Mike when I catch up to him and he catches up to me. And we're going to bring him out if he can make it to one of these events we're going to. And you might see him out and about around town with maybe the event coming up May the 2nd. I'm going to run it by him and see if he'd be interested in doing that. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by the USCCA. Now, the USCCA is trusted by over 350,000 members that know what it's like in the event that the legal system doesn't always get it right when it comes to you defending yourself by whatever means that you use to defend yourself. So, defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own either. So, here's a choice for you. I want you to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, and take a look at what they have to offer. Now, you will have a chance when you click on that link to win a free gun a day giveaway, and good luck with that. We want to announce somebody in the audience soon winning that, and you can't do it unless you click on the link to do it. We can't do it. I'm not eligible to do it, but you can. And if you decide to join the USCCA, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning and just won another award, Concealed Carry Magazine. So, looking forward to people clicking on that link and checking out what I already know about USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and click on that link. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Morning.
Okay, Venezuela.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah, we're going to go to Colorado. Sorry, Colorado.
Yeah, we have a woman, really is still a teenager, 18 years old, from, looks like the Miami area, who apparently the Miami FBI field office has been watching for some time, but she's boarded a plane. She flew to, Colorado, couple days ago. This woman, a teenager, is very and has been very infatuated with the whole Columbine shooting.
Right.
Well, apparently she got into Colorado. She bought herself, it looks like some kind of a long gun. We don't know necessarily what it is just yet. Her name is Sol Pais, P-A-I-S. She's from Surfside, Florida, which is near Miami. But they believe that she could be a credible threat to the schools out there in Jefferson County.
Wow.
So the Denver Public Schools, there are 22 of them. They have all been warned. Apparently the schools are going to either, one, be closed today or they are not allowing any students outside the buildings. Now, this could be today or tomorrow, even for the, necessarily for the rest of the week. I do not know that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got an awful lot of boots on the ground in Colorado at the schools. They're restricting, you know, entries and exits and all that. But there's a whole nother team that is running around one particular area of Colorado trying to track this person down to see what she's all about. So, yeah, the FBI is all over this. They have been tracking her. They know who she is. They're just trying to find her. So,
and she flew into Denver International?
I don't know that she flew into Denver. It would appear that she did fly into Denver. But she's one of these black T-shirt wearing camouflage pants types. Yeah. So if you don't think that intelligence isn't working and the FBI isn't paying attention, here is a particular case where they clearly are.
Well, for them to put that type of bolo out there, they've got to definitely be very, very sure about what they're doing. They just don't throw that stuff
out. Well, they use the term credible. A lot of times they will go, we don't have a credible threat.
Now,
here they say they have a credible threat.
Al in Nebraska just chimed in and he said the report that he saw said that she had bought a pump shotgun.
Yeah, I saw that too. But that is, you know, that necessarily could be secondhand information coming from, you know, some kind of a reporter. You know, we don't know that yet.
Yeah, and we don't know where she bought that either, do we?
It looks like she bought it and the ammunition after she flew into Colorado on Monday.
All right. Well, you folks in Colorado, we do have a couple of failures there. Denver, AM 710 KNUS, you guys be on the lookout up there. Right?
Yep, absolutely. Pay attention to what the schools are doing.
Okay. Now, military planners are literally working overtime to develop a plan not only to get humanitarian aid to the Venezuelans, but also to deter the Chinese and Russian influence in Venezuela as they move to try to remove Mr. Maduro from power. I don't know what they're doing specifically. I may know a little bit more in the next hour when Colonel Jim comes on during the Colonel's Corner, but what are you hearing?
This is what we do all day long. This is not a new phenomenon. I mean, we ask the Pentagon to do this kind of stuff constantly. So, you know, we have to make adjustments based on what is happening on the ground there. You know, we determine if we go in from land, sea, air, If we go in from another country, do we have another country take the lead? Do we have to talk to them about security? What assets do they have? Do they need backup, anti-aircraft things? All these kinds of things go on. We have military planners it's like they game this stuff every single day. So
right.
It's not a new phenomenon.
Right. And I've had friends that have been military planners that tell me that every day they have a different scenario about something. They try to plan for everything imaginable.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So we'll just have to sit back and wait and see what happens. And did you tell me that there was some humanitarian aid that did get into Venezuela yesterday?
Yes.
Do you know what it was?
I do not. But this was Pompeo was there. In fact, he spent, Palm Sunday with a lot of the refugees, if you will, in Colombia.
Okay. Because Colombia is one of the areas where obviously they've dumped a bunch of stuff to get into country. I also understand that Brazil has stepped up and said that they definitely will try to get some things in through their border. And I'm not sure about the other countries involved. We'll just have to wait and see. You did mention that small country of what, Guyana?
Yeah, now that's on the southeastern border of Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Right below that is Suriname. And the only reason I kind of go that direction, which is a completely different direction, is if I'm not mistaken, we go back to the Cuban refugee crisis, the Mariel Boatlift, all that mm-hmm. era under Clinton. I believe we sent a bunch of those people because he wouldn't allow them in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I think we either sent them to Guyana or Suriname. I've long since forgotten that, but something tells me that he did that.
Now, there's a lot of movement afoot right now in Libya. There are rogue militias that are planning for an all-out war, as if they're not already doing it, across Libya. We got a report yesterday of 150 killed so far and 1,000 people wounded in all the different skirmishes that have taken place so far this year.
Well, here, let me explain what's happening there. We have this Khalifa Haftar, who used to, work for Gaddafi. They fell out of favor. We brought Haftar back to the United States 20 or 30 years ago. We made him a U.S. citizen. He's been living on our dime in Virginia for years. A couple of years ago, he said, look, we've got to stabilize Libya, so we take this cat and we put him back over there in order to kind of clear out Libya and let's bring this country back into some normalcy. He's been doing that, but he is making a move on taking back Tripoli. And in his military offensive, some people are going down. And, we don't know who the 121 or 100 and, whatever those numbers end up being are. We don't know if they're just innocent Libyans or if they're militias that are fighting against Haftar. We don't even know how much of it is Al-Qaeda or whatever else. So that's where we are.
All righty. Well, I'll see you a little bit later today as I go up to Moss Nissan to say howdy, howdy to a guy from Alabama, a police officer, veteran, who's buying a Titan XD. So you have a great day.
You too, thanks.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, sign up for her great sit rep, and get all the articles she has to offer, too. All right, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A former independent counsel says redactions in the Mueller report is only fair. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Donald Trump tells KSDP in Minneapolis he's not worried about the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, saying it'll show the now-closed Russia investigation was a total phony. Former independent counsel Ken Starr tells Fox News it's proper that portions of the Mueller report being made public will be redacted.
Frustrating as it is, people would want to see more. The privacy of individuals is very important. If they haven't been charged with crime, their names shouldn't be dragged through the mud.
The Trump administration is seeking bids for contractors to open two new giant tents to detain up to 500 parents and children each at the Texas-Mexico border. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says they might still send asylum seekers into sanctuary cities. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our next Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy is a no-nonsense place where you can go and you can get your certification as an aviation maintenance tech and open the door wide open to an unlimited career opportunity. Listen to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I want you to go to naa.edu and schedule a tour at one of the two National Aviation Academy schools. They have two. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, and they're enlarging the size of the campus because they're getting more and more people that want to go there. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You want to make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 or more in your first year as an aviation maintenance tech? Well, it's possible. It's very possible. Six-figure income? Possible, too. Oversized work or overseas work, you want to go over there? Absolutely possible. Wind up with a foreign contractor, wind up with a foreign airline, wind up with a foreign government, wind up with air carrier here in the United States that say they want to send you to Paris or they want to send you to London or maybe they want to send you to Cairo, whatever. Oh, yeah, count on it. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. Again, the website is naa.edu, or you can give them a call and tell them you want to take the tour. 800-659-2080 is the number. One more time on the phone number, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide open for you. And military, guys and gals getting out of the military, perfect job for you to exercise some of those skills that you've got, and you'll make a bunch of money in the process and be very happy campers, too. Now, the Army is launching a registry to track housing complaints, provide medical assistance for housing-related illnesses. Now, this is an effort to get a handle on what's grown into a military-wide crisis in privatized housing. And the Army is launching a registry to help keep track of complaints, according to a memo that is now out there. Same for the Air Force, same for the Marines, same for the Navy, same for the Coast Guard, where they're having problems. So there you go. By the way, one of the Army's best Rangers for the third time. Only about a quarter of the best Ranger competition contestants this year have participated before, and among them were Captains Michael Rose and John Bergman, who each had at least one win under their belts already. Well, guess what? Back in the mix again. Best Ranger held at Fort Benning, Georgia. And the Army, Marines, and SOCOM want their capabilities from the next helicopter, put into the next helicopter that the Army gets. Now, new details on the Army's future vertical lift program show more about what they and their Marine Corps and Special Operations partners want of their latest helicopter program, the future long-range assault aircraft program. We'll see how that works out. Also, Melania Trump and Karen Pence have said that they're ready to serve another 4 years as First Lady and Second Lady if the husbands are elected as President and Vice President. I think that they're the perfect match, those two with their husbands. Melania certainly is just a tremendous representative of the country, if you will. So there you have it. Now also, the United States right now has ID'd a sailor who allegedly killed a Japanese woman, and the Marine commander is asking for a quiet morning over there. A U.S. Marine Corps commander in Japan has asked service people in the southwestern region of Okinawa to keep a low profile to show respect after a sailor allegedly stabbed a Japanese woman and then killed himself. The latest in a series of crimes that have outraged the residents there, and I get it. Terrible shame. By the way, the USS Ross, the destroyer, has entered the Black Sea again for the fourth time this year. And this is the Navy, once again, showing their muscle, flexing it in the region, as they are. And we also heard yesterday that the Navy is scrambling to write its new acquisition and operational playbook on the fly, which might include as many as 232 unmanned ships sailing the seas around the world. We'll see how that works out. By the way, could the Air Force implement a new policy requiring troops to be ready for a physical fitness assessment at all times, pop quiz style? Yep, that's what we're hearing. It's one of the several ideas proposed by the Air Force scientist instrumental in creating the current personal fitness program for the U.S. Air Force. So you guys and gals might be doing a lot more jumping jacks when you least expect to do it over there in the Air Force. Now, the U.S. Marine Corps identified the victim of a deadly barrack shooting in Beaufort, South Carolina, at the air station. His name, Corporal Tyler P. Wallingford, where a weapon apparently went off accidentally, killing the young Marine. What a shame that was. Also, the largest National Guard unit deployed in a decade is wrapping up their latest deployment overseas. Now, the largest deployment of an Army National Guard Armored Brigade combat team recently concluded, and an even bigger Guard armored deployment is coming soon as the Army leans on its reserve to send units and make total force a reality over in the Middle East and Afghanistan, if you will. And the Puerto Rican Air National Guard's 156th Airlift Wing has received new missions and a new name a year after the horrific crash that killed a bunch of people as the aircraft went down, I believe it was in Alabama, on its way back to its base in Tennessee. But anyway, things are getting better. Also, a Coast Guard cutter, the Coast Guard cutter Berthoff, stopped in Hong Kong for a port call just weeks after irking China with a passage through the Taiwan Strait. They were over there just telling everybody that, hey, here we are, the United States, and it can be done. Also, the U.S. has approved a possible $500 military sale to Taiwan. Now, this is, of course, going to be another irritant to China, but it's another in-your-face type deal because we are definitely assisting Taiwan with anything that they need over there. We are not going with the Chinese version of not recognizing Taiwan. And Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, coming up. He and I will be talking a lot about a lot of different things. But the Census Bureau, the U.S. Census Bureau's 2020 count less than a year away, agency leaders are working to keep their data safe from hacks and to ensure the integrity of the information that they receive that will in turn be used to shape congressional districts. And the more illegals that show up in California, the more representation they'll get, because for every 800,000 residents, they get another congressman. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. By the way, don't forget about Mix and Grow Side Cafe. Mixon Grossides Cafe down there at Mixon Fruit Farms, 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. I'm going to make a surprise visit next week. I'm not going to tell you what day until I know for sure, but I'm going to make a surprise visit down there, stop by and have lunch again. And I'm either going to try the Amazing Superman, which is a big old submarine sandwich, or the nightclub sub, which is really pretty interesting. And they've got a burger, too. I might bring one of those back to the station for later, called the Forklift Burger. And I'll tell you, it's large and in charge and seasoned to perfection with your choice of cheese. And it will not disappoint you. Now, you can always finish your lunch because they got great lunches there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe with orange swirl ice cream. Have an orange swirl ice cream cone or some orange swirl ice cream in a cup. Now, that's Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Visit them today. They are the hidden gem of Bradenton. Hey, you can have a great lunch there and enjoy some fantastic food and meet some of your friends and neighbors there, too. Their phone number for call to pick up delivery is 941-748-5829. That's 941-748-5829. They open at 9 o'clock. They're open till 3 o'clock. So stop by and find out about the hidden gem in Bradenton, Mixon's Groveside Cafe. One of my favorite places when I go down there. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and all you care about is the orange swirl ice cream.
Yeah, I haven't had it in a while, but it's good.
Oh, yeah. Phew. Listen, I got to mention to our listeners up there in Denver listening to us on AM 710 KNUS that that threat posed by an 18-year-old days before the 20th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting massacre, the FBI is looking for a woman who apparently flew from South Florida up to Denver, making all kinds of threats. And she also may have made threats to the Chicago area schools, many of which have been placed on lockdown status right now. Kids are going to be inside. Some schools are going to be closed because they don't want to take any chances. Now, the woman they're looking for is Sol, S-O-L, Pai, P-A-I-S, pronounced Pai. She's an 18-year-old girl who the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said traveled to Colorado on Monday night and got off an airplane at Denver International. She's made several threats in the Denver metropolitan area. She is armed. She did buy a weapon while she was in Colorado. That may have been a pump shotgun to go along with a long rifle that she apparently also has. She is armed and considered to be extremely dangerous. So for you folks at KNUS, go to the sheriff's office website. You'll see a picture of this young lady. And I'll tell you what, Chris, she looks a lot older than 18 in that picture.
Yeah, I didn't even see you pointed out her age because I saw the picture, too. I had no idea. I'm surprised we haven't been able to collect any information, find her family or anything like that down in South Florida yet, try to figure out who this person is and where she came from. And,
well,
all that stuff.
And if they have, we're not going to necessarily know about it right away because they're definitely trying to, you know, look for this person. They don't want to tip their hand. But local, state, federal law enforcement office and agents are all in the case here. And Jefferson County, Colorado Sheriff's Office is the lead agency here since that's where she's apparently in that area somewhere. Although it's now reported she also threatened cities like Golden, Colorado, Lakewood. Columbine is located there, and she threatened people as far away as Chicago in the school systems there. So something to be very careful of.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you and I always talk about finance, but before we do that, how about the illegals and what's going on there? I mean, what are we going to do now?
Well, listen, I you know, as the latest I heard is that Trump was going to revoke some sort of bail. I'm not sure, you know, right now. We've heard that more money is going to be heading in that direction. But we seem like we're going nowhere fast. More and more people keep coming and you know, nothing ever gets done when it comes to this. Hey, I've come to that point in time, Matt, where I've kind of just thrown my hands up in the air and said that I don't believe either party really wants to do anything about it. They keep talking about it, but nobody really wants to do anything. And that's because I think that both parties want the people here. I think they want, you know, big business and big agriculture wants the cheap labor, and Democrats maybe want the votes, and they've come to an agreement, let's just let all these people in, because there really isn't any urgency when it comes to this. They call it a national emergency. You know, when I think of an emergency and you're a first responder, you get right on it.
Yeah.
If we got a national emergency on our hand, we're not getting right on it.
Well, here's what we are doing. There was a committee of the Homeland Security Advisory Council that has now called for four regional migrant processing centers, which means the two tent cities we hear that were going to be built could actually be double that, total of four. Now, it would be probably one in Texas, one in New Mexico, one in Arizona, one in California. That's my guess of where the four would be. And then we would also have the processing center there as well. But the Attorney General yesterday said that anyone who is scheduled to be deported is not going to be allowed to stay in one of these camps. They're going to put them in jail.
Okay. They're going to put those again. Then we're going to have a lot of people. We're going to have to start building some more jails. I mean, they're talking about building these tent cities, but when? Well, when it's 2 million people.
Already started.
It's just things have got to get done yesterday.
Yeah.
They're just not. You know, you've got to move a little faster, everyone, because people keep pouring in.
Yeah. It's already started, at least in the El Paso area. I've been told that there's one that's being built down there, not very far away, just on the east side of El Paso. But that's one thing I heard about. I'm sure we're going to hear about one soon in California. We're probably going to see it as well as hear it. And by the way, California and New Mexico removed their National Guard from the border, making it that much more difficult for the Customs and Border Patrolmen and Border Patrol to do their job. So now, at least in California, they've had to send some Marines down along the border, regular Marines from Camp Pendleton and Yuma, to interject and do what the National Guard was doing. Now, California's got to step up to the task, don't they?
If I'm not mistaken, I think some of those National Guard members were moved to help deal with, they're afraid that there might be another breakout of fires. I don't know if that was true or not.
A little early for that.
That's what I heard. That's what they were saying anyway. So, I'm not sure. Even still, you're going to put the Marines there on the border. What are they going to do? Tackle people? Play tag? We're not going to. How do we corral everyone? I watch these people come across the border on the beaches in California, and they break through the fence. They, bang holes into the metal fence to be able to get through, and it looks like a big game of tag. And they just run free everywhere. You have the Border Patrol there and a couple SUVs. What are they going to do?
Chase them down. They chase them down.
Chase them down to what? We're not going to you're going to tackle a pregnant woman running across the beach. How do you stop this? They're very, very hard.
Yeah, very true. And now also the Notre Dame Cathedral, since yesterday, since we talked about it, apparently they've got a pledge of some $750 million to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral from people all around the world.
Oh, I don't doubt it at all, and I think that they'll be able to put it, back together, and, obviously it's going to have a lot of, this one will have some modern, safety, enhancements as well, I'm sure.
It's got to.
When it comes to, preventing some of these things from happening, but, it just kind of shows the love for that structure that so many people had from all over the globe.
Now, tomorrow, Robert Mueller, probably during the time you're on the radio, we talked about this yesterday too, is going to, his report is going to be released, and you're going to be able to report on that. You'll be getting breaking news as your show moves on, I'm sure. So, what are you hearing? Are you hearing anything in particular?
I have no knowledge of what's it. I got, Attorney General Barr's report on it, and I heard what he said at the his testimony when the budget testimony last week, when he said that he needs to start investigating the people that were behind this entire thing. That tells me enough right there.
Okay, well, Chris, here comes the music. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, and I'll probably ask you the same question again about the Mueller report being released. So you have a great show.
You too, Matt. Bye-bye.
All right. Chris Markowski, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. His website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.